The sand in the morning was soft and white. The sun was still low, and the land was laced with shadows, long, lean streaks of shadows. And in among the dark laces, the hole stood out like a coal black eye. It was perfectly round. The small gray ship that flew in from the west passed directly over it and came round in a wide circle. It fluttered back and forth nervously in the cool morning air. In the emptiness of the desert, there was no motion, no sound. It settled down silently on a small white hill. After a while, two men came out of the ship, walked down cautiously through the sand to the rim of the hole. The first man, McCabe, was dark and beefy and bull-headed. The second, Royal, was very slim, with stiff, scrubby hair like a desert tree. Royal was much more cautious than McCabe. He reached out to the big man and pulled him back from the edge. McCabe grunted with annoyance. "It's only a hole, Frank," he grumbled. "Don't be so damn jumpy." "A hole with what in the bottom?" Royal said. "You hang your head over the edge, you're liable to lose it. Get back." McCabe backed off glumly. A slight lean smile.